KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's breezy out there, 71 degrees. We look for it to be partly mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In state news, the governor's STEM, or Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Advisory Council shared the results from its 2016-2017 independent evaluation Monday and reports that they're making progress in advancing STEM education across the state. The president of AccuMold in Ankeny, Roger Hargens, is co-chair of the STEM Council.
It's really interesting to know that 9 out of 10 Iowans see STEM as a priority. That means they're engaged, which we're really interested in seeing that. Parents need to understand there's great careers with STEM education.
He says the annual report shows that the growth in STEM jobs across Iowa is outpacing other occupations, and there are more than 12,000 vacancies. Hargens says some of those jobs are at his company.
So my message here is to become involved. We want parents, education involved, and we really got to look at this as an economic development tool, not just an educational undertaking.
The executive director of the STEM Advisory Council, Jeff Weld, showed a chart that detailed some of the changes in STEM jobs across the state beginning in 2011.
Numbering somewhere in the 300s of Iowans that were working in STEM, to the governor's side is, as of 2015, well into the 700s of professionals working in Iowa's STEM network.
Governor Kim Reynolds says the state needs to continue working with the STEM Council as it is showing results.
What we want to do through the STEM Advisory Council, through Future Ready Iowa, through education reform, through working with business and industry, we want to expose our young people to the career opportunities that exist within the state and really help them find their passion. They're more successful if they love what they're doing.
The STEM report says students involved in STEM programs scored an average of 3 percentage points higher in national percentile rank on the Iowa assessments in mathematics and reading, and 4 percentage points higher in science as compared to all students statewide. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday there were 2 non-injury accidents that occurred over the weekend. On Friday, officers responded to a 2-vehicle accident at 14th and Plum Streets at around 3 p.m. 2 vehicles were traveling southbound on Plum Street in the 1300 block when one vehicle driven by William Garrett of Atlantic slowed to make a left turn into a private drive. The other vehicle driven by Taylor Clark of Atlantic struck the back of Garrett's vehicle. A passenger in Garrett's vehicle had complained of head and neck pain but refused to be transported at the scene. Damage to the vehicles was estimated at $3,000. And then on Saturday, officers responded to a 2-vehicle accident at 7th and Chestnut Street at around 5:45 p.m. A vehicle driven by Charlene Bierbaum of Griswold was eastbound on 7th with a green light at Chestnut Street when she was struck by a southbound vehicle on Chestnut Street driven by Allison Bodine of Atlantic. Bodine went through the red light and was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device. Again, there were no injuries reported, and both vehicles sustained about $2,000 damage. Police in Creston report today 2 people were arrested Monday afternoon on separate charges. At around 2:25 p.m., 28-year-old Caleb Fredrickson of Lorimore was arrested at 600 Sheldon in Creston on charges of theft in the fifth degree and possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense. Fredrickson was being held at the Union County Jail on a $5,300 bond. And at around 4:20 p.m. Monday, 37-year-old Monica Ballou of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of urinating in public. Ballou was subsequently released on a promise to appear in court. Officials at the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Avoca was arrested at around 1:40 a.m. Sunday for burglary in the second degree, violation of a court order, and criminal trespass. After deputies were called to the 500 block of South Cedar Street in Avoca for a reported trespasser. 33-year-old Jeremy Theron Harriman was taken into custody. An Underwood man was arrested late Sunday night following a disturbance in Walnut. 48-year-old Mark Emmett Heenan was arrested for violating a protective order and driving while barred. An Oakland man was arrested early Saturday morning for OWI first offense. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said 32-year-old Corey Andrew Stevens was arrested at around 2:10 a.m. in Oakland after initially stopped for having an invalid driver's license. A records check, though, revealed Stevens was also wanted on a warrant for contempt of court for failure to pay for child support. He was cited for driving under suspension and arrested on the other charges. A Nebraska man was arrested Saturday afternoon in Council Bluffs for eluding and reckless driving. 46-year-old Robert Crane of Omaha was taken into custody just after 4 p.m. after deputies stopped his motorcycle near South Chautauqua Avenue and Brown Street in Council Bluffs. And a traffic stop a little after 1 a.m. Sunday near 290th and Highway 92 in Pottawatomie County resulted in citations for two men from Council Bluffs. 19-year-old Charles Raymond Gray and Evan Mitchell Keenan were cited for possession and or purchase of alcohol by persons under legal age. A Red Oak woman was arrested after a disturbance Monday afternoon. Police say that at around 12:10 p.m., Red Oak officers were called to a disturbance of the 400 block of North 3rd Street in Red Oak. 25-year-old Michelle Lynn Eden of Red Oak was arrested for disorderly conduct. Eden was allegedly yelling and using offensive language in a business and disturbing the peace. She was yelling when officers arrived on the scene, and a business owner claimed that she was being disruptive inside the business prior to officers' arrival. Eden was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Officials at the Sac City Police Department on Monday took a report of a subject trying to call two East Sac Middle School students over to his pickup truck. Neither of the students went over to the truck, though. The truck was described as a mid-2000 model Chevy or Ford that was black or blue in color. The subject driving was described as an older male with gray hair, wearing a baseball hat, and smoking a cigarette. The Sac City Police Department issued a reminder to parents to remind their children that don't ever talk to strangers and never approach a strange vehicle. If your child is confronted by a stranger, they should run away and tell the closest adult or call 911 immediately. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a woman from Lenox had reported Sunday afternoon that someone had entered her property in Union County and taken several items valued at $4,000. The theft happened sometime between 11:30 p.m. September 13th and 3:30 a.m. September 14th. The stolen possessions include a 32-inch Element flat-screen television, an HP laptop computer, an SEC camera, and a Ruger 22 pistol, along with a miter saw, Craftsman air compressor, other tools, and miscellaneous items. And the officials of the National Weather Service in Des Moines this morning report that one of the widespread rainiest seven-day forecast periods in quite some time is expected across Iowa this week. Starting today, showers and thunderstorms will move across Iowa from west to east. We'll get a break from the rain on Wednesday before moderate to heavy rainfall moves in during the day on Thursday, lasting overnight into much of Friday. Officials say this time period will likely bring the highest rainfall totals to Iowa during the week, primarily along and south of Interstate 80. Urban and small streams may flood, and flash flooding or river flooding cannot be ruled out at this time. Temperatures this week will generally be in the upper 60s to mid-70s. As of now, it appears that the middle of next week could bring our first round of true fall-like color, as low temperatures will be in the 30s, with highs struggling to break out of the 50s. And there's a lot of time between now and next week, so you'll want to stay tuned for the latest forecast. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.